Carson, or were you back here?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I thought Carson did a great job out there tonight. You know, I thought he did some great job in the pocket with his movement. I thought he looked athletic, made some tough throws on the run, made some really smart decisions to throw the ball away when it wasn't there. I was really impressed with the way he handled himself out there tonight in his first game.
It was only three plays, but it was more than you played in the first preseason game in the past 2 years. What does that say about where you are?
You know, like I've said all along, you know, physically I feel great, you know, much better than I have in the past. Obviously not coming off a knee injury was nice not to have to rehab this year, you know, to be able, you know, to participate in OTAs full, to participate in training camp full, you know, to not miss any time. You know, I can't tell you how good it feels. You know, it's just nice not having to worry about my knee.
Sam, what's it like for you with the news coming down? Regards to Lane, that's obviously a very key component to your offensive line, and uncertainty as to how it's going to play out. I just wonder your reaction to that, and how you handle it.
Obviously I heard the report, but you know, I really haven't gotten any details on it. You know, I don't know if it's going to happen or not. You know, obviously you hope that it doesn't, but you know, if it does, then we got to move on, and it's the next man up.
Sam, what do you remember about your NFL debut? I think you took some shots
too. I honestly don't remember much of it at all, to be honest. It seems like it was a blur, and it seems like it was forever ago.
Is it because of what was going on during the game, or was it because just it's been so long since it's happened?
Probably a little bit of both, but yeah, I think your first game, there's just so much anticipation. There's so much buildup. You know, that by the time you get out there and you play and you're off the field, you know, it happens like that. And it's really hard to kind of recall everything because everything just happens so fast.
Sample size is obviously very small, but the running game ran for 15 yards there. What did you see in terms of running the ball?
You know, I thought those guys did a great job tonight. You know, obviously, you know, it's something that we know is going to be key for our success this year. You know, we want to be able to run the ball. We want to be a physical offense, you know, to be able to move people off the line of scrimmage. You know, it's kind of hard to gauge where you're at in the run game in practice, you know, especially considering, you know, most of it's not live. But, you know, to come out and obviously, like you said, it's a very small sample size. But, you know, those guys did exactly what they were supposed to do tonight. I thought Ryan ran really hard. You know, hopefully that's something that we can build on next week.
When Doug says you scored a first drive, but you probably expected it to be like a nine-play, 80-yard drive, not a three-play, whatever drive. I mean, so, but did you know right then that was when you went on the field, you knew if you scored, you were coming out?
Or
it was such a short drive.
I mean, we knew he had said it. I think we all, you know, we weren't sure since we got the ball at the 18 if it really was going to happen, but he's a man of his word. No.
Based upon the small sample size, I realize, but based upon the spin and the practices you've had so far, can you say where your offense is so far based upon what you've had done tonight and in the camp so far?
You know, like I've said all camp, I thought that, you know, we've had a really good camp. You know, I thought we had a really good spring session during OTAs. You know, I feel like we've really built on that this summer. You know, I think obviously next week and the following week we'll tell more about where we're really at. But, you know, as far as the way practice has gone the past two and a half weeks, you know, I think that, you know, we've made a lot of improvement. You know, I'm not saying that we're, you know, clicking on all cylinders. I think there's still a lot of work for us to do. But, you know, I think in that time that, you know, we have come a long ways.
Take a couple more guys.
What did you notice about Carson in between series when he was in the game and active? That like on the sideline?
Man, he had a great demeanor. You know, he was really calm. You know, obviously, I think anyone would be nervous in that position. You know, I was nervous, you know, before my first start, but, you know, he kept it light over there. He was positive. You know, I was really impressed with the way that he handled himself tonight.
He took a couple of big shots.
Yeah.
He got upended.
Yeah.
You know, one with the 44 right in his chest as he's throwing it. Are you guys having any conversations about that?
Well, I actually, you know, the run where he got upended, you know, he and I both thought that he was going to score because it was cover zero. He made a great read, pulled it. You know, that kid made a nice play. But, you know, like I said, he made some really athletic plays tonight. You know, I think, it's probably good to take a couple of those hits, you know, to realize that you're going to get back up, and it's just like in college, you know. But I thought he did a great job standing in there. You know, it's not easy to stay in there when you're getting hit like that.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sam. Yep.